This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk. Rope-a-dope. Recently, LSU honored their national championship team of 2003, 10-year anniversary. And they showed a video. I was working with the team at that time. Coach Saban was the head coach. And every time I spoke, I showed a video. And they showed it. The team rallied around it. It was our metaphor for the season. And it came from the movie Ali, Will Smith. And it focused specifically on the fight between George Foreman and Muhammad Ali in Zaire. All the people were going crazy in Zaire because Ali was out with the people, as he always does and did. And they were going, Ali, Boumaye, which means Ali beat them. Ali, Boumaye. So they got into this fight, and during this time, everyone believed that George Foreman was unbeatable. Even Muhammad Ali's staff. Here's Muhammad Ali trying to get his people to believe in him that he can win the fight. But Ali had a very specific mental plan. I find that many people don't have success because they don't have a very specific mental plan. He had a plan. It was a brilliant plan. It was something called rope-a-dope. So many people get depleted emotionally and physically, and they don't have a plan. So he came out in this fight, and he fought him. And he picked a round, a late round. And he talked to himself. These little secret speeches that we have make all the difference. And he was sitting in the corner. You could see it in the movie. And he said to himself, what would you be willing to give to win this fight? As if George Foreman were sitting next to him, because I'd give anything. He reaffirmed to himself. Then he came out and just kept on telling Foreman, come on, hit me, hit me. Come on, just hit me. And every time he'd hit him, he goes, is that all you have? And he just challenged him. And he let George Foreman punch himself out. And after he punched himself out, he took out George Foreman. Because he now was emotionally weak, physically gone. Every time he would hit him, he goes, is that all you have? George Foreman actually did not come out of his home for 2 years after the fight, they say. He went on and won the fight. He had a phrase he said after the fight, before you mug a man, you have to get him drunk. What if you said to life, is that all you have? Got more for me. What if you just refused to get discouraged? George Foreman did not get discouraged emotionally because of Muhammad Ali. He got discouraged emotionally because what he was telling himself. I can't do this. That's all I have. Encourage yourself in your contest. Whatever your contest may be, encourage yourself. Keep punching. Keep going. What we don't realize are others are going through the same thing we are going through. Others have the same discomfort we have. Be very specific. I will not break. I will keep going. I will not surrender. Go very specific to your process. Keep punching. I will not wear out. Keep punching. We have a program on goal setting. To do the impossible, you have to see the invisible. And we talk in it so much about setting goals and not breaking. Is that all you have for me? Keep going. Take it on. Hit it face to face. When they got together, they honored one another. I just hope that team did more than win a football game. I hope they've gone on and served and worked for the kingdom and helped people and became fathers. And when they hit that tough time in their marriage or in their servant or maybe with their health, I hope they were able to say, life, is that all you've got? You're going to try to stop me with that? Ali Boumaye. Go beat them. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday night pep talk.